In news from Africa, earlier this week, Belgium canceled 40 million euros in development aid to Rwanda, saying the East African nation, quote, continues to fail to make any progress in the areas of press freedom and good governance, unquote. KPFA's Anne Garrison has more.
MoveOn.org, the progressive wing of the Democratic Party, is hosting a petition titled, BBC Trust Should Apologize to the Rwandan People. Despite the fact that very few Rwandans in Rwanda have been allowed to see the BBC documentary titled Rwanda's Untold Story. The documentary upends widely held belief about the Rwandan massacres of the 1990s and discredits the brutally repressive authoritarian regime of Rwandan President Paul Kagame. The Rwandan government has even banned the BBC radio broadcast in Rwanda's native language and created a commission of inquiry to investigate and possibly indict the BBC for quote-unquote genocide denial in Rwanda. In a recent speech, Kagame curiously described what the BBC does as quote-unquote politics.
Well, BBC is supposed to be, well, the standard of freedom of speech, but all they do is politics. They belittle people. They are no better than anybody. For these other gods who want us to bow to them, in Rwanda, they are in the wrong place.
In the same speech,
Kagame warned that anyone who tries to overthrow his regime, which he referred to as, quote-unquote, our right, will pay a very high price.
No one has the right to take away our right. For those who will attempt, it will be very expensive for them. Very expensive. Baba bari hano, baba bari hanze.
The Kinyarwanda phrase at the end added that this warning applies to anyone who tries to overthrow the regime from either inside or outside Rwanda. Belgian scholar Philip Ranchens, however, told KPFA that the loss of foreign aid, not military overthrow, is the greatest danger that Kagame faces from criticism in the West. Rwanda and its so-called development miracle, he said, are heavily dependent on foreign aid. In the BBC documentary, Ranchens called Kagame the greatest war criminal in office today, and earlier this week, the Belgian government canceled 40 million euro in foreign development aid because, it said, of the country's poor human rights record. In the aforementioned speech, Kagame said that he will refuse foreign aid before letting foreigners tell him what to do, but he has not refused to sign any foreign aid checks yet. For Pacifica, KPFA and Afrobeat Radio, I'm Ann Garrison.